Sarah Schneider from the McCook Chamber of Commerce, who is, she can take a breath now. All those, for the past couple of months, gearing up for the holiday season, fabulous job, and I'm sure you've got a lot of pats on the back saying thank you.
Yes, and the support at the Chamber has been, I can't even begin to express my gratitude. And so the membership levels are up, the amount of people stepping up to volunteer, it makes me excited for 2025. But yeah, we're done. We finished up the last mixer at 8 o'clock last night. Mm-hmm. So I am ready for a long nap.
I bet you are. Well, much, much deserved here over the next week or so.
Yes, just have to make it through the rest of this week and then I'll start to slow down for a couple months maybe.
Yep, the monthly chamber meeting every third Wednesday of the month. And I'm sure just kind of recaps of what happened, right?
Yes, we had. So for Noel on Norris in the park, the first weekend, we had over 1,000 people in the park, over 21 floats, over 48 carriage rides. And the people mover was going at least the same amount of time, I'd say at least 40 times around. Giving rides, and it was, the line this year was insane, which was awesome. So I estimated probably a little over 500 people on the people mover. So it was just a great weekend. And then last weekend we finished it off with the Polar Express event. We had over 400 people ride the little train, over 150 attend the movie, and all of that was free. And thanks to our sponsors and grants, it's just amazing when this community comes together. So, the events went well. We did a recap with that. We discussed events for the upcoming year. So we'll start our meetings in January for Heritage Days and the Bash and all of that fun stuff, too. So that planning, I just get a couple weeks off and then jump right back into it. So we're excited for that. We will have the third Thursday event in July again. Called Family on the Bricks. That's going to be our new crazy days where the sidewalk sales are going to happen that third Thursday in July. So we're excited for that. We just have so much new membership levels are going to be kind of switching over. It's been a long time planning for this even before I came into the office. And so everything's kind of fitting into place. So the membership invoices and letters will be coming out here in January, so be looking for that. Anyone that's interested to being a member, it's not that expensive. Small businesses are anywhere under $300 a year. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of people who do monthly payments, and that's okay too. So if you're thinking about being a member, we'd love to have you. We can't have events without our memberships and our sponsors. Individuals, people who are retired or just want to support the chamber, they can also be members, and that's $100 a year. And so just give me a call. We're also working on an app for McCook. It's called Explore McCook. I'm still trying to add information into the app, but we're hoping to really push it out to the public in January. We'll have a couple sections in the app where the top one is actually Welcome to McCook, and that will list any new residents or people thinking about coming to McCook. If you're looking for utilities, daycare providers, all that kind of information, churches will be in that first subgroup. And then from there, we go from Eat, so all the restaurants will be listed. Some of our chamber members have extra perks where you can find more information about the restaurant and their menus on the app. You can order online. And then also we have the Stay and Play. That's where you'll find our event calendar. So it'll be really easy to find that community calendar. And that's why if anybody has any community event, whether it's art to college classes to groups that they want to get new members and they're having meetings, we encourage you to add those onto the community calendar. That way, if somebody's looking to join a new group or see what's going on in McCook, it'll all be right there in that app. And then we have the shop, so that will list all of the shops in town, all the way from seed sales, accountants will also be in the Welcome to McCook. I mean, it's going to be a lot of information. Mm-hmm. I started typing in just like trash, and then I'm like, wait a second, there's more than just one trash company in town. And so it really opened my eyes to, okay, there's a lot going on in McCook that you just don't realize. So, yeah, we talked about the app and just the future of the board and how well we've been doing and some of the goals for 2025. And we'll be voting for fourth quarter honor business in January, so we'll do that presentation in January as well. We have a couple ribbon cuttings we need to do, so my goal is to end the year with 60 new members at the chamber. Mm-hmm. So we only have a few more left, and I have a few more visits to make. So
sure,
we're excited for that. But I also want to give a shout out to all the retailers, because I've really been seeing firsthand this year the struggle to be either a family, a mom, a dad, whatever that role is, and then also be a business owner and the sacrifices you have to make. And so we want to give them a huge shout out and let them know we appreciate them and what they do for the community. I know a lot of times when it comes to fundraising, it's the same businesses getting hit up. And so they truly do give back to the community. So we're excited to have them and really want to give them a shout out and show them our appreciation.
Your Elf on the Shelf promotion, but that was fun, wasn't it?
It's not over.
It's not over, yeah.
No.
Okay.
It makes me very thankful
yeah.
that I have older children at yeah. home. And so we will keep going all the way until Saturday. I have a lot of phone calls to make for winners. Some days we didn't have any entries at all, so I want to encourage people. It's free $10. So each day we have two elves in two different businesses. So we'll draw from each business, and that's a free $10. I'll give you a call if your name is drawn, and it's Chamber Bucks, and you just go get a lunch with mm-hmm. it. So today our clues will be posted online here about 10 o'clock. So be watching on Facebook for those clues. And then tomorrow and Saturday will be our last days. And on Saturday, we'll have three businesses that will have the elf. So, yep.
Cool.
Winding down.
I see you had the Central Carolers out yesterday. You had a little video on your chamber Facebook page.
Yes. I started off Monday. I was at the elementary judging the teachers' doors.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tuesday, I was invited to judge the first annual, hopefully it's an annual event, light parade in Valmont. So they decorated their skidsters and forklifts.
I think I'm looking at the video right now.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we went into the break room and we judged ugly safety vests. And so the employees decorated their safety vests. And
was that a first?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. It was really exciting. So we were really giving Mark Harpham a hard time, the fire chief, because one of the entries, the light entries, they had glitter that they were throwing on us. So it was really sticking to his head.
Sure.
So they're like, oh, you're going to go back to the fire station. I wonder what's going on.
Yeah, so, they're going to be asking questions about that.
Yes. And then I also was contacted by Cindy Degnan at Central. And the fourth graders were out caroling yesterday about 10:30. Today, the fifth graders are going to be out caroling at 11:30. And they contacted me and said, please help us get the word out. They just want to show their appreciation for all the businesses and what they do for the town. And again, all that sponsorship. So they're constantly giving back, and we appreciate all that they do. So
the gingerbread house, that you got a deadline tomorrow on that, right?
Yes. Yep. So anybody that wants to vote for gingerbread houses for People's Choice, I added that category in this year. You can go to the Facebook page and cast your vote tomorrow at noon. I'm going to close that so I can award the winner. We do have a couple gingerbread houses. Citadelli is hosting one. The Title Company will have another one. Ember's Bakery will have one. Pinnacle will have one. So if you're out and about, take a look in the windows and see those gingerbread houses. So the lobby of the Keystone was smelling really...
I bet it was.
Yes.
I bet it was.
Yep, very festive.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yep.
As far as next week, you're going to be closed, obviously, on Wednesday. Going to be closing early on Christmas Eve?
Yes, I'll be closed on Christmas Eve and on Wednesday as well. I'll be in the office for a little bit just because yesterday I already hit 40 hours for the weekend.
Sure.
So Anna at the newspaper asked me yesterday, was there one thing that you thought the job was, but it wasn't. And I said, that is part-time.
Uh-huh.
The job is not part-time.
Right, right.
So especially with the events. But I really enjoy the job, and I am really looking forward to 2025. And I think my middle daughter is getting a wiener dog on Monday.
Ah, there we go.
Yes.
She's going to be entering that with Come Heritage Days, right?
Yes, she came to Heritage Days, and that was probably the worst thing ever. So.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm going to have another dog at my house with the holidays and visits. But yeah, so we'll have a wiener. We're going to have wiener dog races again in September.
There you go.
September 20th will be Heritage Day. So if anybody's planning family reunions, class reunions, just know that Heritage Days is September 30th. So
a lot of good stuff coming up 2025, and I'm sure there's going to be some new events, some new ideas out there as well.
Yes, yep. And I'm working on a lunch and learn with the college and East Campus. We have a ribbon cutting coming up next month already, so we're excited to see that new building and mm-hmm. have students in there. So,
yeah,
yep.
We've talked to Kelly Rippon a couple of times, and that's and then they're probably saying it's about time.
Yes.
It's about time. It's due time to get that building going.
Yes. And it's exciting to just drive by there and see this old building that has life again.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep, we're excited. A lot of good things happening. A
lot of great things, you bet. Well, hats off. Nice job on a great year.
Thanks.
And I'm sure you get pats in the back all the time. We're going to say nice job because you did a great job.
It's fun. It is a lot of fun. It's not boring, that's for sure.
I wonder what the Schneiders, when they go home at night, you know, what they talk about, because Sarah with her job and Nate with her job, do you just kind of go away from that or just, you know?
Sometimes we're just so exhausted, we just sit there quietly.
There you go, yeah.
But sometimes, you know, with the sports complex and the potential,
mm-hmm.
We do a lot of brainstorming together,
sure.
too, so,
yeah. You lean on him, you lean on him, he leans on you, right?
Yep. And as long as I don't hear the word no or have Kyle look at me with big eyes, I'm good. So I always run. I was in there before the light parade because I wanted to. I said, okay, Kyle, I'm going to place the animals here, the live nativity. Just wanted to get your input because you think about all of everything that I don't. And so it's always nice to go in there and have that working relationship mm-hmm. with them where they'll say, make suggestions like, why don't we close down this road? Or I don't think that's a good idea. So, yeah, I constantly in Nate's office anymore. So.
I bet.
Yep.
Thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend coming up and a Merry Christmas, you and the family. And just get away from work for a while.
That's not possible.
I know. I try every time she comes in. I say, get away from work. You will for 2 days. On the 24th and 25th, you're getting away from work.
Yes, I will make sure. And last night I left the laptop at work.
Good.
Yeah.
Because you take it home and you end up on it, right?
Well, that app, it's just, like I said.
Yeah, you want to get that done, don't you?
Yes, and if anybody, once it does go live, they see anything that I missed, let me know because I need to add it. And I appreciate those phone calls. I'm always learning.
There you go.